Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that ye are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2:5 says, ye are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody and everybody. Praise the Lord. Thank God, amen, for one more time, amen, allowing us to be here in the studio, WCNO 89.9 FM, amen. Just one more time to be able to come before the Lord, amen, and to give God reference and to admonish him, amen, show God admiration, amen, because he is a good God, amen. He's good all the time, and all the time the Lord is good. Glory to God. I can't thank God enough for the things he have already done in the past and the things that he's going to do before. And God is always continuing to make a way when it seems like or it appears that there's no way to be made. Amen. How many know out there this morning that God is faithful? Amen. In all his works. Amen. Righteous in all his works. Amen. And everything God do is good. You heard the song this morning. Everything that happened to me that was good. Amen. God did it. Even much when the times when it seems like something was taken away from me and I begin to ask God, why did this happen? It was good because God worked it out. Amen. For your good this morning. If you just believe that and get that down in your spirit, I know that we serve a faithful God, a God that shall not lie and cannot lie. Glory to God. He'll turn you around, put your feet, amen, on solid ground. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for you out there this morning and our radio listening audience. Amen. It is not even possible without you. How can they hear? Amen. Unless they without a preacher. How can they preach except they've been sent? Amen. And whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord, amen, shall be saved. But who shall they call upon whom they have not heard in the glory of God? God have speaking his word all over the land right now. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal, amen, their land. Are you in need of a healing? Amen. On this morning, we thank God, amen, for our producer here this morning along with us, alongside with us this morning, the faithful, amen, Pastor David Frank Cure, amen, of Frontline, amen, and Biblical, amen, Response. That's the voice of Frontline and Biblical Response. Glory to God. So we thank God for the man of God, amen, for being here, allowing us to come in and just say one more word, amen, about the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. This is Lively Stones Ministry, amen, with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. Amen. Letting you know that God is on your side. He's a everlasting Father. And just come to say a few words, if we could, about the everlasting Father and the intentions, what God have for you. Amen. And the thoughts that the Lord have for you is the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and expect it in, to allow you to run your race, even though sometimes it get a little rough and tough sometimes. But when it get rough and tough, the tough get going. Glory to God. Trouble don't last always, but joy cometh in the morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As we continue to look unto the Lord, amen, for each and everything and rely on him. And when you get to the point where you realize that you can't do nothing, amen, without God on your side, amen, you're going somewhere then. Amen. You're realizing now you're coming, amen, into the truth and the knowledge of God. Your eyes have been opened. Your ears, amen, have heard. Glory to God. We this in this hour that we're living in, we need the Lord. Let us go boldly before the throne of grace right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for one more time, one more opportunity, oh Lord, to be able to come before your presence right now, oh God. We ask you right now to touch the hearts and the minds of your people all over the land right now, oh God. Some is in need of a spiritual blessing. Some is in need of a physical blessing. Some is in the house pillar this morning, oh Lord, and they're calling upon the name of Jesus, oh Lord. And you sent your word, oh God, and you healed your people, and you delivered them from their diseases, from their iniquities, oh God. We know, God, that you are more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even much ask or think, oh God, by the power that worketh in us, oh God. So now we touch and agree, Lord. You said in your word, and when two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. So we lift you up, oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you right now, oh God. So go before us right now, God. Make a way, God, when it seems like there's no way to be made, in the name of Jesus. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established right now. Every word in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we'll be careful to give you all the honor and the praises in Jesus' name. Without further ado, I would like to give a shout out, if I could, would this morning, amen, about the Deliverance Church Tabernacle, amen, over there in Fort Pierce on 29th Street and Avenue S, up under the direction of Harriet Gordon, amen. Me and my wife went over there on last Sunday, glory to God, and we just had a good time, amen, enjoyed thyself in the Lord. Amen. The Bible so declared, delight thyself in the Lord. Amen. And we had such a wonderful time over there this morning. So if you're listening, Deliverance Tabernacle Church this morning, we just want to lift you up on this morning, that God will continue to add to the church, amen, daily, and that you will continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul will prosper in every aspect, every finance, amen, with everything that you put your hands to, glory to God, that God will be in the midst. And the man of God that brought forth the word on last Sunday morning over there, Elder Charles Brunson, amen. Amen. How God used him in a mighty way, a power pack message. Glory to God. We didn't know what to expect, but I tell you what, you blessed our soul. Amen. Elder Brunson, if you're listening this morning, amen, with the word and how you came forth and how you allowed the anointing of the Lord to use you. Amen. So a lot of times we have to remove ourselves out of the way and let the Spirit of the Lord, amen, just come in. Amen. And have his way. Glory to God. Don't you know there's nothing like the anointing? When you feel the anointing of God, there ain't nothing like that in this whole earth. Nothing body can make you feel the way that Jesus make you feel. Then when the anointing arise and when anointing shows up, yokes are being destroyed, chains are being broken, folks are being delivered and set free. Glory to God. You're no more bound. Glory to God. Because the Spirit was there, was the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Glory to God. That mean that I can have my way in God. That mean that there's liberation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible so declare, amen, and Galatians, that 5th chapter, verse 1, stand therefore fast in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You know, this is one of my favorite pieces of scripture here, and is to the point where, as a believer, and when you done came over to the Lord's side and have discovered that God is with you, and God's intentions for you is to prosper, and not as far as a physical or natural prospering. It is for you to get to know him in a way of a communion, intimate relationship, amen, with him, our companion with him. He's our everyday companion as we walk this course, and as we continue to look to the Lord, and as we continue to increase in his knowledge and his faithfulness and his unmerited favor, his divine love, and one more time, a second chance. Amen, God. Don't you know, how many know this morning that aren't you so glad that God don't throw you away? Amen. Like some people do. Some people forget all about you. Glory to God. Sometimes when you're in a relationship and when you're not at the same mind and somebody get their focus on something else out there and they forget all about the wonderful things that you done, the man that you is and the woman that you was and all the kind acts that you have done. But yet though they throw all that out the window, glory to God. But I'm so glad that the Lord this morning and the Lord the forever and everlasting Father, that God throws your sins, everything that you have done in your life. Amen. And once you have made that proclamation, once you have made that announcement, once you have made that confession, that vow unto the Lord, God have throw all these things out of the window. He don't even much remember them no more. He say, behold, I am the Lord thy God, and I will do a new thing in your life that shall spring forth. Amen. As an everlasting life, spring forth. Amen. That out with the old and in with the new. So stand there fast in the liberty. Amen. With the Lord have set you free. Amen. And be not entangled again. Amen. With the yoke of bondage. Sometimes we try to go back into the sea. Amen. And get that once what that is anchored down already. It's already gone. Glory to God. God have forgot about it. Amen. This is what we need to do. Amen. As a believer, as a body, amen, of Christ, being a piece of the puzzle to correlate, is to come together and to realize the purpose and the proposal that what God have instored and instilled in us for the eternal life of Christ Jesus, which we are all gaining, amen, which we are all looking, amen, for the fundamental values of fundamentally coming into the Lord, realizing, amen, that I am just, amen, a wretched man, as Paul has said, and I can't, amen, do nothing against the truth, glory to God, but for the truth. You can't do nothing against the truth, word of God. God's word is truth, and when his word is true, we begin to think on these things that which is true. The Bible so declared Philippians, amen, that fourth chapter, around about that eighth verse, say, think on these things, amen. Whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, there be in a praise, there be in a virtue, amen, think on these things. And I begin to think about the pureness, amen, of God, that your soul would be purified, amen, with God, that it being cleansed right now, this very moment, amen, that you can walk in the newness of life, that you can walk, amen, in the realm, in the spiritual realm, amen, of God, that you will set your minds and your affections on things above, amen. Get your mind off things on this earth, get your mind off things that would hinder you, amen, from getting a closer walk with thee. God wants you to be close to him. Glory to God. Don't worry about, amen, tomorrow, for tomorrow is not even much that you will come. It's a lot of time we worry about what we're going to do, how we're going to pay this, and how we're going to do that. We're making plans. Glory to God. But they ain't the plans of God. James said that it'd be the will of the Lord that we'll face tomorrow. If it be the will of the Lord that we'll face tomorrow. Matthew 6 and 33-34. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And take no thought for tomorrow will take thought of itself. Sufficient unto the evil in the day thereof. It's always lurking. Satan is always lurking. But the word of God, glory to God. That's why this purpose, that the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3 and 8. We over here in the book of Joshua, around the 24th chapter, and Joshua was a strong warrior of the Lord. When Moses died, and Moses never did get a chance to cross over into the promised land, but he was right on the cuff. Glory to God. Moses was a mighty man of God. Moses had done some things, amen, that really didn't sit well with God. When God had told him to not strike the rock, but speak to the rock, because he wanted to show the people of Israel, his people, his manifestation at the power of God, that they may be obedient, because they was already a stiff-necked folk and they was already disobedient. But Moses done so much great things for the Lord. So when they was at the cuff of crossing over to the river of Jordan, the word of the Lord came unto Joshua and said, Joshua, my son, my servant Moses is dead. Now arise and take these people across this Jordan. Glory to God. And we pick it up at that 24th chapter. And at this time, the Israelites was serving pagan gods, every god imaginable. As you look at the 11th verse, and you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Ganaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. So Israel, every time God would come and do a manifestation, that they would know that God is on their side, they'll go do something that is contrary to the word of God. Now, this is the all-knowing, all-powerful of God. And these is God's people. These are the chosen folk of God. And you know that God, if he delivered you one time, you know that he'll come through again and deliver you again. But it's your faithfulness, it's your iniquities, it's your sin that have hid his face from God. It is your sin that separates us from God. There's nobody excluded here. The Bible souls declare that we all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. The devil sinned from the beginning. But we have an advocate through God. If we sin, we have an advocate through God. So Joshua was his last charge to Israel. It was his last charge, meaning this was his last presentation, if you would, his last conference, or his last testament, or to encourage someone, if you would, that we're fighting people that is powerless against our mighty God. And it's time for you now to look to him for each and everything, and to stop putting all your hope and all your efforts and all your desires in something that cannot do anything for you. Something that will continue to keep you decimated. Something that will continue to keep you bound and afflicted. Something that will continue to keep you broke. Something that will continue to keep you wandering around in the wilderness, because that's what they did. They wandered in the wilderness. They wandered in the desert for 40 years. For 40 years because of what? Because of their rebelliousness. Because they failure to recognize or to connect with the Almighty God. See, I'm convinced that God wants us to get it right. You know, God is not wishy-washy. God is a faithful God. And God wants us to connect all the dots. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says, 2 Peter 2:9, not willing that any should perish, but he's long-suffering toward us, that we all shall repent. And this is what God's whole plan here. And as you look through all the Old Testament, even much into the New Testament, everything lines up right along with it, Moses, how Moses had the end of his run, of his era. And then God always have a ram in the bush, Joshua. Amen. And then it goes into the book of Judges, where they rebellious. But throughout the Old Testament, it's going right into the New Testament, amen, with the faithfulness of God. So when Joshua began to tell the people standing at the break, and I just love this particular passage of scripture in Joshua 24, that 15th verse, and Joshua began to speak these words. He said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods, this is a small g god. This is a small g god. So you know that there's pagan gods and idolizing gods, something that you idolize. Idolatry, okay, which your father served, that were on the other side of the flood. What flood? The other side of the flood, because in Noah's days, God had ultimately destroyed the earth with a flood. And that was punishment of sin, because it was wicked before God. And as we said before, we're going to say it one more time, that God had seen enough back in them days. And it was only 8 souls that were saved. And that was by way of flood. This time by fire. Glory to God. And us as people of God, we need to be caught up in the rapture of the Lord when the Lord comes back for his church. A church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Coming back one day, no man know the day nor the hour. Now, I heard the Bible said, not even was Jesus himself know, only my Father. Jesus spoke them words. But let's get back in this text. Which your father served on the other side of the flood of the gods of Amorites, in whose lands ye dwell. But as for me and my house, see, let's cut to the chase. I can't control nothing else, what anybody else doing on this green, on God's green earth in the atmosphere. But as for me and my house, and what I can control within my temple, glory to God. You know, as we begin to look at this particular passage of scripture, it just reminds me, and it's jumping off the page, 1 Peter 2:5, you are as lively stone, a spiritual house. Come on here. Built up, amen, a holy priesthood, that you may offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. This is the whole ministry of Lively Stone's ministry in a nutshell. Glory to God. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In other words, thing is going hectic, and Satan is running havoc, and folk is doing some things that is a mockery to God, and it's an abomination to God, and God looks high, and he sits high, and he looks low, and God is aware of everything that's going on here on this earth. Glory to God. But a lot of times as believers, when you get caught up in tail-bearing, you get caught up in gossiping, you get caught up in going from house to house and meddling in other folks' business, in other folks' affair, where you should just stand still, amen, and see the salvation of the Lord, where you still should just pray about a situation. Amen. The Bible said, be careful for nothing, but by everything, prayer and supplications, letting your request be known unto God. So if I see a brother or a sister going through some things in their life, glory to God, I don't want to hear nothing, amen, about what's going on with them in the negative. Amen. Let us go before the Lord now. Let us go boldly before the throne of grace, that he may obtain mercy. Amen. And find grace and help in the time of need, in the time of trouble, glory to God. So Joshua here, amen, began to say, for me and my house. See, we're going to serve the Lord. See, he's standing at the break now, and he's about at the point of death. At the point of death right now with Joshua. Joshua is about to leave now. He's stricken. Amen. If you look in the 23rd chapter, Joshua began to speak to the Israelites, saying that I'm stricken with age now. Amen. But the Lord been good to me. Amen. Throughout all these years. Amen. Joshua began to live to be 110 years old. Glory to God. Come on here. 110 years old. So God preserved him all them years. Amen. When he stood at the break with Moses, glory to God. When he stood there with Moses, he was a young man. Amen. But I'm reminded, amen, what David said. Amen. For God I live. Amen. And for God I will die. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For I was yet old. Amen. But now I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And is how he led the Israelites, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God fed them miraculously in the desert with manna, only because God had a spiritual attitude towards them, that he didn't want to get in the physical with them, because you get hungry and you want to eat. And we understand that a lot of times when our physical person, our natural man, these types of things will separate us at times from the Lord. As you begin to look at Matthew, that 4th chapter, verse 4, when Jesus was tempted by the tempter in the desert, the Bible said that he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was afterward hungry, and the tempter came unto him, tempting him. Glory to God. But Jesus began to put the word on him, say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You know, and this is the same attitude, the same aspect, amen, that we should have forth going towards. Amen. And you know, when the children of Israel was in the, and it was, God just wanted us to continue to depend, amen, on him, reliance, amen, on him. Glory to God. I just love the English Standard Version, and that Deuteronomy 8:3 say, he humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you, thou knowest not. He humbled you. God let you be hungry. A lot of times God will allow some things in our life to take place or to transpire in our life, that we may see the picture, that the light may come on in us. And then we begin to see that, okay, if we're not spiritual, if we're not in the Lord as we should be, we'll never understand how God moves in this miraculous way. Glory to God. I see our time has come and gone. We winding down now. So bless the Lord. Amen. All our listeners out there this morning, we just thank God for you. Amen. For listening in on this morning. We pray that we praise God in Jesus' name. Amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened to me. thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here.